what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk girls high school soccer today here on the Coach's Corner. And it's been a busy week and a half for the Emory Lady Spartans. They didn't start the season until August 11th. They had their season opener pushed back, and since then, they've played 5 games in 10 days. Right now, with a record of 1-4, most recently suffering a loss at the hands of JUAB 2-0. And you can get a complete recap of that right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. We'll talk about the early parts of the season and what lies ahead as they get set to return home tomorrow. Joining us on the phone, we have head coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, it's great to get you back on today.
It's always nice to be on your show, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk, Coach. And the last time we had you on, we were waiting for the first game of the season. And as you and I were just talking about a moment ago, it seemed like the start of the season gets pushed back a little bit about 10 days ago. But now you guys have played about 5 games during that 10-day span. And so things picked up fast and heavy really quick.
Yeah, they did. We've, like you said, had 5 games in that like a week and a half. And 4 of them on the road, so we're road warriors to start the season off.
Coach, you start the year off with a win over Beaver, and since then, few losses, 4 losses up to this point in time. But, again, something that you mentioned to me off of the cuff, the schedule has been very tough up to this point in time, which is definitely not a bad thing. I mean, you always get better against good competition. But when you look at that 1-4 record, there's definitely some variables there, and the competition is something that does stand out to me.
Yeah, competition and, you know, going on the road, that seems to make a bit of a difference, too. And, you know, you look at the teams we played, Millard, Manti, they're always at the top of their region and classification. And I really feel good about the way we've played against these teams and the way the girls have held in there.
It's such a process, Coach, right? I mean, the fall season, a little bit longer than, say, spring. And so early on, I know everybody wants to win. You never want to encounter any losses. But I think the progression is probably the most important thing. If you noticed that over the 5 games, going back to that win against Beaver, to the last setback just last week, have you noticed a big progression for these girls?
Yeah, I have. And I think Beaver was a good way for us to start. We had a tough first half. I believe it was tied at halftime. Then we finally started to find some offense in the second half. And, that's progressed. Like we mentioned, we've played some tough teams, but we're finding success against them. We're getting chances to score. We've just got to figure out how to put those in the net.
As far as some of the girls that have provided you some offense, you do have a couple of seniors that have put in some pretty big goals so far this year. Coach, I know it's a fairly young team, but you have gotten some senior production early on.
Yeah, and the seniors are great. You know, they're leaders on the team. They're showing the other girls how to act and how to play and how to be tough. And, all our seniors, I think, are great leaders for us.
As far as getting some of the production out of the underclassmen, I know we've called the freshman's name a couple of times, right? I mean, you guys have truly had to utilize everything from freshman up to senior so far.
We have, and we have several freshmen that are stepping in and filling some shoes, and I'm really happy with the progress they've made. And, you know, that's kind of eye-opener when you're a freshman and get thrown in a varsity game against, say, Millard or a Manti team, but they're rising to the occasion, too.
At what point in time, from a coaching staff standpoint, Coach, do you expect these freshmen to no longer play like freshmen? I mean, I've had this conversation with Coach Woodhouse at USU Eastern. There's always an expectation, okay, this is a freshman. It's tough to get acclimated to the speed, but at this point in time, I expect you to no longer play like a wide-eyed freshman.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes you never know what to expect out of them in different situations. But, you know, we're a few games into the season and a couple weeks after, you know, since we've had our first game. And you're starting to see less of that, you know, kind of wide-eyed freshman. And, they're in there and doing what they should and acting like they belong.
Coach, this is maybe a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. 1-4 so far this season, but what was the best performance from your team? To me, I mean, sometimes you have to look beyond wins and losses, right? There's more to the story. Is there a specific moment so far this season where you've looked at the team and said, okay, that was our best game, regardless of the final score?
You know, I've really been proud of the way the girls have played in pretty much every game. And we've kept it close, with the exception of Millard. We had a bad game. But when we went over to play Manti, it was our second game of the season, and we went into halftime 0-0, knotted up. And, you know, we were feeling good, felt like we were where we needed to be. Some things, we had a couple breakdowns in the second half, gave up a few goals. But, you know, I was really encouraged by the performance that we had there. And then when we played at American Heritage, we got down a couple goals, and the girls battled back. We ended up scoring another goal to make it 3-2. And all the way till the last second, we were pushing, had several chances to tie it up. And even though we lost that game, I thought we performed very well. We gave ourselves a chance to push that to overtime, and it'll come. I think it'll come.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Eric Nielsen, again, of the Emory Lady Spartans soccer team. And, Coach, with all that being said, now we're going into a week where you guys will get a home game, you'll get an away game. Probably a sigh of relief for these girls to get to play in front of the hometown crowd.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. And, you know, we've got this new stadium we've talked about before in the turf field. And, you know, it's, the girls like playing on the turf now. Now that we've had a chance to practice on there, we're excited to get a home game tomorrow. Hopefully get some students out. School starts tomorrow, and they can come out and watch a little bit of soccer, too.
You and I talked about the stadium last go-around, and you had mentioned it was a little bit different for the girls playing on this new field. The turf is different than grass, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, and, you know, I think it's going to be a bit of an advantage for us when we start getting some home games. And, you know, like I mentioned before, that's where we've been practicing, and it's exciting. It's fun. It's a big field, and I think the girls are excited.
Coach, really just a couple of more games before we get moving with region play. I talked about how fall sports is a little bit more drawn out than spring. But still, when you put that in perspective, I think there's only, what, 4 more games left on the schedule before league play actually starts up.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you paid attention to the region at all, Coach?
I've watched a little bit, and, you know, all the teams in our region, I think, are doing really well record-wise. You know, you compare them to our record, and it may be a little disheartening, but I really feel like our girls are progressing where they should be, and I expect our team to be in the game with pretty much everybody in our region.
Which is, I mean, I think that this region, for the most part, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, that's kind of been the norm, right? I mean, we're pretty competitive, I think, all the way around. These are fairly evenly matched teams.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, any night, any team can win. And, you know, I look at any team in our region, I could see any one of them ending up with the region crown. And, you know, lots of times it comes down to the last week of the region season to see who comes out on top.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to talk about the nuances and how things kind of change for you this week. You mentioned school starting. I mean, so far you guys have been able to really play and practice without having to worry about academics. How does that change from a coaching perspective this week?
Well, of course, I'm a teacher at the high school too, so academics come first. And, you know, that's a conversation we have with the girls and make sure they stay up academically. You know, I feel like all the girls on our team are really responsible, really good in the classroom, and that's why they're able to participate in these extracurriculars, because they know how to balance all these things. I think it's just a conversation we need to have to remind them, you know, okay, now you've got to get to bed on time, early, and have to get up early, start schoolwork, in addition to what we expect on the field with soccer.
Yeah, it does change then a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely changes. You know, they've got to be a little more responsible for how they spend their time, but I don't expect that to be a problem.
Well, Coach, lastly, I want to point this out. You had told me off the air you were just proud of the effort, right? And that's something that you're not going to have to teach with this team. I don't know if that's something a coach can teach, but you had mentioned that to me. You're really pleased with the effort from these girls so far.
I really am. And you look at, you know, the games we've played, we've been pretty much been in the game within, you know, two or three goals. Once we can figure out our offense, start putting some of these in the net, you know, I look for that to change a little bit. But, yeah, I can't say enough how proud I am of the work ethic these girls have had. And, you know, they never hang their heads. No matter what happens in the game, they come back and they play hard.
Well, Coach, it's always great to get you on, always great to get an update on the team. I always appreciate you taking out the time. Best of luck as you guys got a couple of games this week and, again, a home contest tomorrow. So I appreciate the time, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Eric Nielsen again of the Emory Lady Spartans soccer team. Tomorrow, they'll be back at home. Start time for that game set for 3:30. Let's pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll flip and talk national sports. UFC 278 Saturday night in Salt Lake. It ended with fireworks. We'll talk about that and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.